Welcome to Kindling Conversations, the podcast where warmth meets wit and four friends gather around the crackling fire of camaraderie to share stories, laughs, and insights. So grab a cup of your favorite beverage, settle into your favorite spot, and let the glow of Kindling Conversations accompany you.
Train shots.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Kindling Conversations. My name is Kyle, and I am joined by my three wonderful co-hosts.
I'm wonderful.
Oh, God.
I'm Ben.
I'm Ashley.
Today, we're going to be going over wedding planning stuff, just kind of discussing that and see where that takes us.
Who are you marrying, Kyle?
I ask myself that question every day.
You're so rude.
Wow, that's a loud train.
So we have some shout-outs. We have our normal ones. You know, Aaron. Well, I wouldn't really consider Aaron, I guess.
Yeah, he's not
Aaron
and
Kira.
Haley, which we got an email from, and I'll be reading that soon. Devin.
Joey.
Yep, that's about it. Those are our listeners. Thanks for listening, guys.
We have more than just them that listen, if you look at our analytics.
Consistently?
If you look at our analytics, yeah.
Big shout out to all the dedicated people who listen to us every week and put up with us.
Except not Kira.
She does.
Does she?
Yeah.
Oh,
she caught up?
Is she caught up now?
She very well could be. I'm very busy at the hospital.
We'll have to quiz her. Or you have to quiz her tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Haley sent us an email. I'm not sure if you guys read it or not.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I'm going to read it off real quick. Do you guys want me to read the whole thing? Or?
Might as well.
Yeah, might as well.
Okay. So Haley says, "Hi, guys. I wanted to start off by just saying how much I love the podcast. I've listened to every single episode, and I look forward to the new episodes every week. I hope you guys get merch soon because I want some. I feel so honored to be a true Ember. I follow you on all social media and have listened to every episode, unlike Aaron, who is a fake fan."
Called out.
Shots fired on Aaron.
Big Aaron.
Here are a few of my favorite summer memories. When we were up north and Ashley caught a bluegill and it had sand on it.
Princess.
So I went to clean it off in the lake, but it swam out of my hand, never to be seen again. I hope Princess lived a great life.
Can we give a little backstory behind that one?
Okay.
So it's not like we were just keeping it out of water. We had it in water. We kept giving it fresh water. We had a little...
Like a live well?
No, it was in a paddle boat.
It's in a paddle boat.
What a great life.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we kept making sure it had fresh water. We kept changing the water every now and then. So it had fresh air water. So
how did it get sand on it?
The paddle boat had sand in it.
Oh,
a little bit of sand in the bottom of it. And Haley would go wash it. Next thing all of a sudden, there it goes.
Bye-bye,
so that's when our parents were at the casino up north, and we were there by ourselves fishing and...
Oh, no.
And there goes.
Did you cry, Ashley?
I don't think so.
I think she was mad at Haley, though, for a little bit.
Yeah, because I caught that fish.
It was a big bluegill, too.
Was it?
It was a decent-sized one.
And then she says, "When Aunt Diane and Uncle Kenny were coming in off the lake because it was storming, and we ran out to help them, and then started running back to the cabin, and Ben became Dash from The Incredibles out of nowhere and sprinted past everyone."
I could see it.
Yeah,
That was back when I was younger and fast. And I was skinny and not fat, so now I cannot run that fast. Yeah,
dude,
I am.
When little kids get running, they fucking run.
I was probably about 10 at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Dude, they're fast little things.
Yeah, I was 10 years old at that point, I think.
Little kids can run.
And then her last point says, "When we went to Iowa and everyone made me crawl on my hands and knees on acorns to do a spanking machine."
Yep.
That was also when we went snipe hunting.
Why was the spanking machine, like, what? Like, was it for her birthday? Or like,
yeah, it was.
We didn't go down there for her birthday, but it just happened to fall close to her birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
That's also where I found out jiggers. I was, like, doing cartwheels and stuff in the grass, and I got, like, bit by so many jiggers. It was crazy. And like that was my first experience.
That's where I thought it was going, and then she said spanking machine, and I'm like, oh, that's not where it went. Okay. Because yep. I figured she.
Yeah, we went on a dam tour.
Yeah, we went on a dam tour.
Yep.
Oh, watch your language on the podcast, guys.
Yeah.
I thought I was so funny when I went back to school too. I was like, yeah, guys, because what I did, like, what? I'm like, I'm on a dam tour. And they're like, why is the tour so bad? That's... It wasn't. I went on a tour of a dam.
And she says, I hope my email gets read on the podcast. That would be a dream come true.
Well, here's your dream come true, Haley.
I also
well,
hope
your whole
I
life
get...
fulfilled now.
I also hope I get to be a guest one day because I am a true ember. Fuck Aaron. Love Haley.
That's what we like Aaron better. That's why we've had him on the podcast twice yeah. and you not at all.
She also included a meme at the end of the email, but
'twas a great meme.
Obviously
yes,
we
was.
Can't show that.
At least she was asking for money at the end of her email. Some people.
What?
Joey was asking for money for seeing his feet.
Oh yeah.
Is the train still going?
No, that's
a skid steer.
That's
a,
yeah.
Oh.
Well, there is exciting news.
There is?
Yeah.
What's that?
We made it to episode 21. We are not a statistic.
Nope. We made it past
That's
the
true.
Average failing point. Or what is it?
Failure point. It was it's three episodes for most.
Yeah. That was the first, like,
and then it
75%.
Was,
I think the other 25% was failures come from the first 20 episodes.
Yeah, after the first 20 episodes. So
it was a long, good life, guys, of the podcast.
This is not the end.
No, it's not.
It's
we're still
the
going.
Beginning of the end.
Yeah, I was going to say the beginning of the end.
We just made it past a statistic.
Yeah, we just didn't want to be a statistic.
Yeah.
That's all it was. So
I took college algebra, so I didn't have to take statistics.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got out of that one.
All I know is we're no longer a statistic, and that's about all I know for statistics.
Yep.
So, congrats to us, guys. Anyways, should we get on the actual topic of the day?
Sure.
Yeah, we can.
Okay, let's set the scene. Are you ready?
How far back we go?
Listen, we are going, Caleb, yes.
I was just going to say, can I set the scene?
You know what, like, she's in the scene for.
I know what she's setting. You're setting the scene for the engagement.
Okay.
Oh, all right. So we're gonna go. We got to go around the room because each one of us have a different perspective on, like, Kyle getting ready to ask me, and then we'll go forward. All right, Caleb, you being the best friend
and the first one to hear about it.
Yes. Take it away.
All right. So. Well, I had been badgering Kyle for...
Because you like me that much?
Shut up, Ashley. Don't feel that special.
Hold on, guys.
Ashley,
don't flash
Ashley,
hold on.
Ashley, he likes, Kyle, he likes seeing Kyle happy. He doesn't like you. He likes seeing Kyle happy.
But he has to like me.
I was badgering Kyle, though, about a year before. It actually happened like that the summer before.
Yeah.
I was like, so when you get in the ring... When are you going to do this thing? And Kyle was, like, not letting it be known to me at the time.
He's a very, like, secretive person when he wants to be.
When he wants to be,
exactly.
Yes. But I kept badgering him and kept badgering him for your sake, Ashley.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. For some reason,
even,
you saw something in my best friend and
though...
I knew this was opportunity wasn't going to arise again.
I knew I had him, like, I had him lock and key, like...
Hook, line, and sinker?
Yeah, he was not going anywhere. I just wanted that ring.
What?
Yeah, there's not very many bald girls, so I mean... I'm joking.
I got a new fetish.
Oh.
Maybe that's why my hair is growing.
Oh, my.
I found it, guys. I found the issue. Little sperm.
Who needs hair...
What?
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 I'm saying you come in my head.
Whoa. This took a
Since
turn.
When?
I guess this podcast is rated R, guys, so.
Well, we do mark it explicit, luckily.
Who needs hair pulling when you got head slapping?
Kyle.
You can just slap it.
All right. Anyways, before we get too derailed
it's like
and off
spanking
the, off
a,
the
okay.
ass.
Okay, Kyle, stop it.
You best
stop.
Mute him.
Stop. Yeah. You lost your talking privileges.
No, so I was badgering Kyle and badgering him, and at one point we did go into a jeweler's when we were just out and about. I want to say it was around Christmas time.
I think so, yeah.
And we just kind of browsed, so that's when I knew Kyle was starting to really get serious about it. And there were a couple points where we were just hanging out. We were driving somewhere, and I was like, so are you like, is this seriously going to happen? And he was like, yeah, I think so. And I was like, oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Were you geeking?
I was kind of like, damn. He gonna get married.
Who would have ever thought?
And then it was around April, May, and he like came up to me and he was like, "Check this out." And he showed me. He either showed me the ring or were you telling me you got resized? I can't remember the timeline there on it.
That was in June.
That was in June that you got it resized?
Yeah, because what put it in motion was Ashley and Ben were up north, and me and my mom went to that breakfast at Bessie's.
That I won.
That's right.
And my mom had mentioned this ring.
Yes.
And that's kind of what put it in motion, so I went over to her house to pick it up that day.
Yeah.
And then I went and got it resized and everything before you guys even got home.
Okay, but Caleb, it's Caleb's turn. Continue.
So what I remember is I came over one night and Kyle was like, check this out. And I was like, okay. And so he goes and he grabs the ring and shows it to me. And he was like, well, I got it resized. And I was like, when's it happening? And he was like, I don't quite know yet. I have kind of an idea. I want to make it special, you know what I mean? I want to say it was like a week or two later. He had it planned out.
Mm-hmm.
And he like gave me the like whole rundown of what was going to happen. And I was like, dude, that sounds fucking perfect. But yeah, like I knew. And then next thing I know, it like the day came and I was just like, so what time can I expect a message? He was like, oh, calm your horses, hold your horses. But yeah, I mean, and now we're here like, what is it, a year and a half later?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, yeah. And
okay, you can stop there. Benjamin, your turn.
Yep, that's my name. So
don't wear it out.
Shut up, Kyle. That's my line.
Okay, so... my brother, your side of the story.
I just say that. I think everyone knows I'm your brother. But all right. I told me telling people that.
Hey, you only got 3.5 weeks left.
I know, right? Then I could not claim her.
And then you got a brother.
Yep. The brother I never had.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So
straight.
I think it was over Xbox, right? Or no, over computer.
Something,
we were playing on computer, I think. And Kyle... I don't know how he even brought it up, but he said something about it, and I was like, oh, yeah? He goes, yeah. He goes, now, how do I tell your parents? I was like, I don't know. He goes, and when do I tell your parents? And I was like, I don't know. He goes, I don't want to tell them when Ashley's not here. She's always here, or she's with me. So I don't know when I'm going to tell them. I'm like, I don't know, Kyle. That's for you to figure out.
You're no help.
No, I really wasn't, to be honest.
No.
I think we ended up deciding on horseshoes. Like, he stayed back a little bit on horseshoes to talk to my dad.
Yeah.
Then he went inside to fill his water and to my mom.
Well, that was the only time that Ashley's not with me.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
My mom's story of when Kyle asked her, he goes in for water. Hey, Diane. She's on the couch. He's in the kitchen. She can't see him. And she goes, yes, Kyle?
So... okay, so we'll let Kyle tell that part. But so lay out kind of the house. The kitchen's in the back of the house. Yep. Living room's in the front where my mom was. My mom had just redone her kitchen and her living room. And so she got new carpet, new floors, all this stuff. And very strict rules on it, whatever. So, there's that. Kyle, go ahead. And Kyle was worried about getting my mom's carpet dirty.
No, I went in to get water, and she was in there probably eating her Indian corn. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
But she's always eating popcorn, it seems like. And
where did you get it from?
She was, yeah, right. And she was in the living room, and I'm like, okay, I got a break between games, so I'm going to go in and ask her. And, like, I never asked anyone, like, if I could marry their daughter. So I was like, I'm like, what the fuck do I do?
What do I say?
So I, like, got water, and then I didn't fully walk in the living room, but, like, I knew she was there. I'm like, hey, Diane. She's like, yes, Kyle. I'm like, I got a question, and I'm like, but I don't know how to ask.
She's probably like, holy fuck.
And she's like, okay. And I'm like, would you mind if I married your daughter? And she's like, I don't care. I'm like, okay. I'm like, what do you think Ken will say? And she's like, I don't think he'll care either. And I'm like, so you like me? And she's like, yes, I think we do. I'm like, okay, good. And then I went outside. I'm like, okay, well, that's half of it down. I'm like, now I got to do the other half.
Which is the bigger half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had to wait till, you know, Horseshoes was over, and then I stayed behind. And then me and Ken were, like, the last ones to, like, walk out. And I'm like we were,
which
like, walking
weird,
towards
usually,
the garage.
Because usually Kyle's when the first one's gone.
Yeah. And I'm like, so... Oh, I can't remember how I worded it. I think I just came out and said it. I was like, so, Ken, I got a question. He's like, yeah. I'm like, would you mind if I married your daughter? And he's like, I don't care. I'm like, okay. I'm
but
like,
mind you, my dad had a like a really bad night of Horseshoes, so he was pissed off.
That was Kyle's
and
partner.
So it didn't.
Yeah, me and Ken were partners that night.
And
I'm like, oh, just
go,
my fucking
and
luck.
It did not go very well.
And yeah. Like, my dad was so mad that it didn't process until he, like, got, like, in the house, and my mom said something to him, and he goes, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Did you know something was up when Kyle didn't come home that
no,
night?
No, because we had, like...
No, she... So whenever I go there, she wants me to get the tea.
Because like, there's always something that gets brought
up. There's, like, drama,
yeah.
You know, this gotcha. And that. So that night, she was like, oh, you got to get the tea for me. And I'm like, okay, I can do that. I totally didn't. But, you know.
You had something totally different on your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was my reason for staying behind, so it checked out.
Yeah, that was an easy cop-out excuse. Like,
yeah.
So, Ben, did you know the day that, or the date that Kyle was going to propose?
I think he did tell me that. I think so.
Okay. So, Kyle, do you want to go or do you want me to?
Let me say one thing, Ashley. Do you know how hard it was not for me not to tell you?
Oh, I'm sure.
We tell like each other everything.
Yeah.
And we just, I was like, I don't know. I can't say this now.
Right.
Like, I think me, Kyle, and Caleb actually made some like remarks towards it at some point. And you didn't know.
Probably.
Because the day before we had a fire.
I'm sorry. It smells like something's fucking dying.
Oh, yeah. Can I close the door?
I don't care.
It's coming from outside.
Yeah, it is.
It is, yes. I think that's just the smell of Sharon in general.
It is. Sharon and
but
heart
it smells like
time.
It smells like there's fucking cadavers around my house. And it just reeks.
I have the Sensi on.
That Sensi ain't doing shit right now. Like, every time a draft comes in, I feel the wind, and I'm like, oh, that's nice. And then the smell hits me, and it's not so nice immediately.
But yeah, we had a fire the night before, I know, and we made some sort of comment.
Did we have a fire?
No,
we
idea.
Went to the Snapper's game.
No, we had a fire before.
No, there was a fire. It was either the night before or the two nights before.
I think
we had a fire
before.
That weekend, though.
It was 2 nights before, and then we went to a Skycarp game with the family.
Did you not do it on a Saturday?
He did on a Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, that was what it was.
So Friday night we had the fire.
Yep.
Saturday was the Skycarp. Sunday he proposed.
Yeah.
Damn, that was a... fun packed weekend for you.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of, fun for her. A lot of thinking for me.
When did you ask versus when you proposed? Like, what was the time gap there?
When I asked?
My parents.
From when you asked to when you actually proposed.
I think it was the week after they got back from up north. because whenever they go up north, we don't play horseshoes that week. So I think it was the following Thursday because I had the ring back. It was either that following Thursday or the Thursday after that. And then I forgot how I had mentioned the date I wanted to do it to them. I can't remember, but yeah, I think it was either a week or two after they got back that I asked.
Okay.
And then he proposed the last July 31st.
So about a month and a half.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So can we just dial it back for just a quick second? I have a question for you, Kyle.
Okay.
You said your mom told you about the ring at the fly-in event.
Yep.
Did you know about the ring prior to this?
She had mentioned it, but it wasn't like she had only mentioned it prior, and then when she mentioned it in the parking lot, that's what really kind of got the ball rolling.
Okay.
On that. And I was like, well, I mean, I'm not doing anything for the rest of the day, so I mean, I can just stop by and pick it up. And she's like, okay. So then I just met her over there, and then she ran in and grabbed it for me.
I want to say it was that night that me and you hung out after the fly-in.
Was it?
I want to say, because you showed me the ring like shortly after you got it.
I feel like Ashley was there, because I had to show you in secret.
Yes.
I had to like make sure Ashley didn't see it.
Correct. You showed me it sized, I thought, when they were up north.
Something. Yeah, well.
It was one or the other.
I remember showing you the ring because you came over for a fire.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, look, I gotta show you something. And then I quickly ran in and like had you follow me, and I showed you real quick, and then I put it right back.
Yeah. Either way, are we on to Ashley's account of the proposal?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so leading up to it, Kyle was different. And so when we were up north, I knew, so he went out to breakfast, brunch with his mom, and then he was like, oh, I'm going to my mom's, gonna go say hi to Hunter. Okay, sounds good. Kyle was like there, and then he's like leaving, and I'm like, well, you didn't, what'd you do, hi, bye? And he's like, oh yeah, Hunter didn't want to see me, he was mad, which I was like, oh, okay, whatever, because it's Hunter. He goes through his emotions. So I didn't think anything of it.
Right.
Spent my time up north, came home. And even then, Kyle was like being weird. And I kept making, you know, I would make comments. I had been making comments to him. Like, oh, you don't want to marry me. Or
you've been
like,
making comments like 6 months after y'all started dating.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so she was like badgering me.
It's been like since day one.
Yeah. So I knew something was off. And then he like, Kyle never plans anything. And then he was like, oh, my mom wants to go to Kenosha and take pictures. And I'm like, okay, why do we need to be there? And he's like, oh, she just wants to go take us out for lunch. And I'm like, all the way in Kenosha? Like, what the hell?
What the fuck?
Yeah. And so, like, at this time, my mom and I were going on walks and stuff. And I kept making comments to her. I'm like, this is just, something doesn't feel right. And then she's like, well, what do you think it is? And I was like, I don't know. Maybe he's going to propose. And I was like, but.
Well, Ashley thought I was going to propose up north.
Yes, I did.
Because we were going up north that week before.
Yeah.
And so Ashley had it in her head that I was going to propose up there and everything.
So we were up there, you know, for like 7-8 days. And so like the first day, I didn't think anything of it. And then he was doing something and we were like going to go on the boat. And he's like, oh, I forgot something. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I'm like,
it's happening.
I'm so ready.
Oh, my God.
So we went on the boat, went swimming, and I'm like, okay, we're having like a cute little little picnic. Is he going to do it? And I'm like waiting, and Kyle falls asleep. And I'm like, okay. So then I laid out a little bit, and then he woke up, and he's like, okay, we can go back in, whatever. And I'm like, okay. So then we go to our favorite bar, and nothing happens, and then nothing happens, and we're on our way home, and I'm like, fuck, it didn't happen.
What would you have done if you did it at a rest area on the way home? Like, oh shit, I forgot to propose while we were up there.
I would not have been surprised. But I also would have been surprised because then I was like, what does this signify in our relationship?
It would have been good to propose up there, but it would have been too obvious.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, like that would have been so expected.
But going to Kenosha for pictures just because your mom wants to have lunch with you wasn't obvious enough?
No, because me and Ashley had been to Kenosha before.
Yes, and his mom loves Kenosha.
Oh. Yeah, so my mom had been to Kenosha.
Why it's Kenosha.
To this spot before, huh?
This is why it's Kenosha.
Well, it was like the beach with the lighthouse. Oh, okay. And
yeah, we'd been swimming there.
Yeah.
You know,
and
everything.
Kyle
else.
And I, like, that's like one of our first like big dates
yeah.
that we went on early on into our relationship. And like so when we got there, she's like, oh my God, I'm so excited to get pictures of the water and the sky is so perfect. And I was like, okay, Amanda, whatever. So you know, I thought we were going there to swim a little bit. And so we start walking out and I hear her clicking, you know. But every time I turned around to see Amanda, she was like pointing the camera out at the lake or, you know, something along the shorelines. And they had sailboats out there. So she's like, oh, my God, the sailboats look so perfect. And so I heard her clicking. And then she's like, oh, Kyle, I need a tissue. Do you have a tissue in your backpack? Because Kyle had brought a backpack with our towels in it. And so I'm like, okay, whatever. So I'm like looking at it and I hear like Kyle kind of like rustling around and I'm like, oh my God, Kyle, like, I don't know if you have tissues in there, like whatever. So I'm watching the sailboats and it kind of goes quiet and I hear like the shutter clicking and I hear his stepdad like kind of like clear his voice. And I'm like, what in the world? I turn around and I give Kyle the dirtiest look. Because yeah. I'm like, what are you doing on the ground?
I was like kneeled down and she turned around and like looked disgusted. And I'm like,
and then
I
looked right at him because I thought he was up here. And then I went down and I'm like, why are you still down there?
You know, like her resting bitch face she has?
The really bad one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like the look she gave me.
And then I looked further and I saw the ring and then instantly just started crying. And
oh my God. Yes,
she was like,
yes.
I like covered my face.
She was like, what? And then started crying. I'm like, what?
I was like,
so did you actually ask?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? And I was like, okay, what's the answer? Come on.
I didn't do some sappy speech or anything because like that's not
no,
who
he
I
was,
am.
You've loved you
he
for
was,
so long.
He was
yeah.
smiling and he kind of was like giggling and he's like, will you marry me? And I like barely got yes out because yeah. I was just crying.
She
and
didn't
I was
even
shaking.
Remember she said yes.
I was shaking so bad.
What had you done if she said no?
I don't know.
That's going to be an awkward ride back to Walmart.
Yeah, right?
Sniff the bottom of Lake Michigan.
Yeah, right? Put some cinder blocks on her legs.
So
well, I thought you were going to sniff the bottom of Lake Michigan, not
so
her.
So we did, you know, we did the pictures, whatever. Amanda did great with the pictures. And then I like, you know, obviously had to call people and post on social media.
Obviously.
And our social media blew up.
I feel like anyone who gets engaged does.
Yeah, right. I suppose. But like all my friends from like college were like, oh my God, finally. And then,
I mean, it only been about 2 years at that point.
Yeah. And so I like had, you know, I had to call my grandma because we were supposed to go to dinner. And so I was like, hi, we're not going to be at dinner because Kyle proposed. And my grandma goes, did he? Yes, Caleb.
Did he propose in 21 or 22?
He proposed in 22.
22. Okay.
Because yeah. I was in my master's.
Okay. Yeah,
I thought 22. He was good. This is how it was going to go. I thought he was going to propose when I graduated with my bachelor's. He didn't. And then I thought he was going to propose up north. He didn't. And then he proposed after.
She thought I was going to propose at every fucking milestone, like her birthday, college, my birthday. I mean, Christmas, everything.
Anniversary.
Oh, you could propose to her as the guy, the bagpipe guy, is walking into the water playing the bagpipes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay, so we got engaged. We instantly started talking about dates. Because we were like, oh, we'll get married in like the fall of 23. And then reality hit where it was like, holy cow, that's like a lot in a short amount of time. Like it would have at that point been a little over a year. But a lot of places were booked up because they were still getting pushed back from COVID. weddings.
Yeah.
And like, I think we really wanted to take our time looking at venues. So we decided, you know, let's go into 24. And then that's when we decided on the springish of 24. And then how did we land on the 18th? Well, obviously, it was your grandpa's birthday.
Well, we didn't want to do fall because that's hit or miss with the weather.
Yeah.
Like, it's either warm or really fucking cold and windy. Or it's like just right, like you never know. And we didn't want to do summer because, you know, obviously it gets hot in the summertime.
And like a lot of our family and friends have things going on in the summer. Yeah.
And we didn't want to be dying outside, you know. And that's why we were like, well, why don't we just do it like in the spring? You know, because it's starting to get nice. Like, you know, it's starting to get warmer. It's not cold. Like, yeah, some mornings are chilly, you know, but like by midday or late afternoon, you know, it's warmed up enough to where it's manageable and it's not hot. So I think that's how we kind of settled on, you know, the spring.
Mm-hmm.
So in the date, yeah. So.
And then planning took off from there.
Yeah. Yeah, don't propose unless you want to spend a lot of money.
Well, yeah, weddings are expensive.
Not to mention the venues.
You can go cheap wedding.
Man.
At the courthouse.
Yeah.
Taco Bell.
I'm not saying you can't, but if you want like a wedding.
Yeah,
wedding,
if you want to end up in the bathroom at your wedding.
It's like $500 at Taco Bell to do a wedding.
Wait, really?
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Of course it's Vegas.
Well, Vegas, I mean, Vegas
and
is
the
full
Vegas
of
one has
alcoholic.
Alcohol, yeah.
Yeah.
They have alcoholic Baja Blast. Mm-hmm. And
meh.
Let's take a trip to Vegas. Just go visit Taco Bell.
Yeah. Because that'd be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go gambling too.
So.
Be the hookers for Caleb.
Did the. They're legal somewhere by Vegas.
They're legal in Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, in Vegas they
yeah.
are?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's like a certain strip that if you drive
also,
on, you're...
They're
also
legal.
One of those in Seattle. Isn't there? Is that what the movies
so,
you're watching?
I think so.
So brothels and stuff are legal in Vegas, but they have a lot of restrictions.
There
so like all the girls have to get tested every so often
Caleb,
to make sure they're clean.
Caleb's looking up when they're open so
you know,
so he can go.
There's like... Yeah, there's like a few towns in Nevada that, you know, it's legal, but everywhere else it's not.
Wait, does that mean glory holes are legal too?
Maybe. I'm not quite sure.
I don't know why I asked that.
I mean, it's Vegas. Who knows?
I don't know if.
There you go, Caleb.
So,
I don't know
why that's attractive.
So in case you're curious, prostitution is legal in 10 of Nevada's 17 counties.
Yep.
But only 6 counties allow it in every municipality. The state has 19 active brothels across the 6 counties.
Yep. And they have restrictions,
he's
yeah.
He's trying to go on a Vegas trip.
Let's
move
go.
On. All right, Caleb, what were you saying before?
Before you were talking about prostitutes.
Yes, I know. Did it ever, when you started like looking at cost and everything like that, did it ever cross your mind to do like a courtroom wedding or like elope or something
no.
like that?
No. We
no.
joked about it.
We did.
But we weren't like serious.
No,
about
I
it.
Think both of us we continue to talk. Like we want this to be our one and done. And like we don't want to go through
yeah, Kyle, because we'll
divorce
no
and all that.
Once you say yes, no.
Yeah,
so,
Ashley, no take backs.
I think we both, as much as Kyle like seems annoyed of the process and stuff, I do think he wants the wedding. Like as soon as we started doing his tucks and stuff, I could see it hit him that like this is what he wanted to.
Yeah. Well, one of the hard parts too wasn't necessarily the wedding planning, but like figuring out who my groomsmen were. Because, like, that was kind of hard. Because, like, I knew who my best man would be, obviously.
Woo, woo.
But then I had to pick, you know, another 5 people. And I'm like,
because Ashley already knew who she wanted, so you had to like match her five.
Yeah, she had her girls picked fast.
Heck yeah.
And I'm like,
she's been thinking about this for years.
And I had all mine picked except for one. And I'm like, I don't know who, you know, like looking back now, there was one I should have picked other than the one I did pick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to name drop necessarily.
No, name drop. I'll beep it out. Okay.
I'm pretty sure you know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's pretty obvious.
Yep.
But like, Ashley was like pushing me to like pick this last person. And
well, because like
it just kind of
we
you
had
know,
to let people know because things were starting to happen. Like I had like a spa day planned for the girls so they could all like start getting to know each other. We had the boxes for the boys. Like this was gonna like I wanted you guys to know as soon as possible because like we were all at the age where you know we're trying to still figure out life. So the earliest you guys knew, the better it would be.
I knew in fucking senior year of high school.
Well, okay. But you didn't know the date.
That's fair.
Yeah, so like, in hindsight, you know, I should have picked him. Yeah, I don't know why I didn't, but Ashley was pushing me, so it was just kind of like a last-minute decision. I, you know, but is what it is, I guess.
Yeah. And, like, your stress is different than my stress. Like, we've gone through different stressors in wedding planning.
Right.
Kyle continuously keeps telling me it's not a performance. And my coworkers at work keep telling me, like, do you want to be a bride or do you want to be a wife? And I was like, both. The fuck?
Well, because it's not a performance.
It's not, but...
At the end of the day, though, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Because... You say but my question would be at the end of that day.
Yeah.
Is it really going to matter that?
No.
No, as long as the marriage license.
Perfect.
I don't.
And
the flowers have never been an issue.
No, I know. But I'm just saying like if these things like.
The stressors.
Yeah. These things you're going to stress about beforehand. Right. Like everything has to look so perfect. Right. Because everything has to look perfect,
obviously.
You know. But like,
I think it's
at the
more
end
so
of the day, does it matter? Who's gonna remember?
People remember the cake, the music, and the food.
Right,
and you know what I remember from all the weddings I've gone to?
Unless like something just disastrous happens, like a
don't
fucking
fuck
building
don't
collapses.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
But like,
all I'm saying is the know. Only thing I remembered from weddings that I've gone to is that I was there to support whoever was getting married. And I got fucked up doing it. So, like, at the end of the day, does
wow,
the intricacies of the flowers and the all of that, does that actually matter?
No. No. It's as long as the marriage license is signed in Monday morning, it gets turned in. Then it's fine.
Yeah. Although I will say my dad has been known to do fake marriages.
That's what he told us. Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, that was a wild story.
That was a
story.
Wild story, which we can get into later.
So, I mean, yeah, here we are. It started out as us being at like 530 some odd days. And I'm like, oh my God, it's never going to come. And
well, the thing too is like, as soon as you propose, you immediately have to start planning.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You cannot hold off. For a couple months and then start because like it takes time to pay that shit off you know unless you're like fucking loaded or something but
you
like
write one big check
but like Ashley was going through college and I was supporting us at first you know so like yeah you know it took us a little bit to like start actually looking at venues but I think one of the like we chose the venue. That was, like, the first big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it's like, well, now we have to start looking for food, drinks, you know, all that.
The outfits.
And then figure out the wedding invites, the outfits, the colors, the flowers.
The unfortunate thing about most weddings is you have to find the venue first because, like, there's, like, a preferred catering list or something like that typically.
So that's actually what turned us away from a lot of venues was they were like, oh, you have to use X, Y, and Z.
Yep.
And I'm like, I get it, but at the same time, I don't.
Well, that and the price of some venues, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, there was one in Delavan. It was, like, $25,000 for one fucking night.
I believe it.
And I'm like, you guys are out of your goddamn minds. Like, it seemed good. And then the second she put the piece of paper down in front of us that had the price, I just, like, slid it away. And I'm like, well, we should probably get going now. Like, there ain't no fucking way.
You know the crazy thing about this, though, is it's priced that way because people fucking pay it.
Right.
Like, the only thing nice about that
one.
I know, but.
Well, the only thing nice about that one is that they kind of did everything. Mm-hmm. But the downside, too, is that they had a set menu. Well, that, but they had a set menu, and they only allowed, like, 150 people.
Oh.
If that.
And we were, like, already starting to do our guest list, and we were already up to, like, 200.
75% of it's our family.
Well, 95. My family is what's in Beloit. That's it.
We have a massive family.
You know, like... But, like, the food, like, we had to select what we wanted, and it was only, like, appetizer, meal, dessert. And it was a set thing. And each person only got one fucking plate, and we're like, no, because, like, some people in my family really love food, me included.
Me too.
And it's like, we want, like a fucking buffet, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, we didn't want to go with them either, you know, because of that reason. And, you know, so it really helped, you know, it really helps to, like, look around and stuff, you know, and make sure that one of the vendors you're looking at, you know, the woman doesn't rip on you for some completely unrelated topic.
Your people.
Yeah. You know, but.
But now here we are 25 days away from.
Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And I didn't, you know, counting down, I felt super excited and stuff. But, like, it's
nervous now.
Yes. Like, now it's starting to hit me, like, the nerves, and people at work keep talking about it. And
I've been nervous since July 31st, 2022.
But, you know, I'm making Kyle do his own vows. In front of everybody.
Oh, boy.
So we're going to get to see Softy Kyle.
I'm not sappy at all. Like, it's so cringy to me.
Do you want to hear the start of your best man speech?
Yeah.
No, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh. Yeah, there we go.
I am actually kind of excited to see and hear what Caleb comes up with.
Why?
Because I know, like, you can be genuine. And you can, like, care. And I feel like at that point, it's going to come out. Because, like, I know you want the best for Kyle and stuff. But you also, I know you're going to throw shade. You're going to do it. And I just cannot wait.
And you can't expose, throw shade. You can't expose our biggest secret because someone else already has.
Yeah, thanks, Ben. That was, like, in my speech.
Ashley, you can still say it.
Ashley did. And then I just continue on.
And spilled a lot of secrets.
How
Ashley
started
it, and then I just continued on.
How'd she start it?
I don't even remember what she said.
Because
pretty
was
sure you're the one that spilled the beans, though, on everything.
I can't control Drunk Ben, okay?
We know.
Drunk Ben just is Drunk Ben and goes on.
We know.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm excited. I'm excited to give the speech.
I bet
but
you
I'm
are.
Nervous as hell because at this point, I am for the most part letting it come from the heart. So
somebody needs to record it and we can drop it on the podcast.
Oh, jeez.
We can drop the vows.
We were talking. We're gonna be mic'd up on the podcast and during the wedding.
Oh yeah.
What?
We're gonna buy mics. We're gonna be mic'd up during the wedding.
Oh God.
Maybe,
is that a good idea?
Maybe
we should
vlog the day and then do a video, and then that can be our podcast.
Just do like a one video episode.
No, I'm not joking. I'm gonna buy little mics and mic us four.
Okay.
Oh, and I'll record the whole thing to my phone.
Okay.
Oh jeez.
I'm worried about the rings with Caleb.
The rings are gonna be fine, I promise, Ashley.
Okay.
There's a reason that he's not hanging on to him until the wedding.
Remember, Caleb, it's a performance.
I know.
Nope.
Wait, did you say it wasn't a performance?
Yeah, I'm saying it's a performance because Ashley just wants it to be so perfect.
Trust me, I know.
I feel like every girl wants their wedding to be perfect. It's what we've been planning since we've been like 8 years old.
Right. But
like I've known
that happens. How
I've
you want it
known
to.
The color of our wedding since like I was like 12, and you can ask Carla because it's...
I've never put any thought into a wedding.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
I guess I haven't actually put thought into it, like actual thought.
I never did either.
I just know I want to get married, and I want a wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, someday.
I'll tell you what, though. Those pants that I got are the most comfortable pants that I've ever been fitted into.
Dress pants are actually pretty comfy. I'll give them that. Like the official dress pants.
Well, I love the feeling.
What's considered official versus non-official dress pants?
Like, I don't know. I didn't think about that.
Are you really scrolling something right now, Ben, while we're doing the podcast?
No.
Ben, what the fuck? Start calling you Ashley.
Start calling you Gino.
I have nothing else to talk about, so I'm just kind of putting my input here now and then. You know my brain. I can't sit still, okay?
This is why we kicked Ben off the podcast for a week.
Yeah.
Obviously, it didn't work.
Soon to happen again.
Aaron and Kara weren't even on their phones when they were a guest.
Yeah, right?
So, that's
anyway.
Kind of...
I can't sit still, okay?
That's kind of it.
What do you mean?
Here
you are
we
now?
Are.
Yeah, but I'm scrolling through TikTok. Or not TikTok. There we go. Shut up.
So, yeah, here we are. 25 days?
Yeah.
25 days beforehand, and
yep,
just hoping nobody does anything to fuck it up before then, right?
If somebody does, I'm killing them. Point blank, period.
Everyone's like, where the fuck did Caleb go? It's like,
I don't know.
He left our house.
As Jessica comes back with a shovel and her dress is all
dirty.
She's
all covered in dirt and shit, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Jeez. I would.
There's like a blood stain. She's like, oh, I hit a deer on the way home. I had to bury it.
I had to just put it down. It was in my way.
Oh, yeah.
I did almost hit a turkey this morning going to work.
Of course you did.
And I was like, I just really wanted to hit it. Just enough to kill it.
Just remember what Mom says. Just got to tap it to kill it.
Yeah.
Just got to tap it to kill it.
He was all feathered up coming after me. And I was
smoked one.
Mr. Turkey.
I smoked one in my work car that one time.
Mm-hmm.
Smoked it on 67.
Where is it?
Long gone now. This was like a couple years ago.
What the?
It was like when I first moved out here. I was driving out here and I smoked it.
2019.
And yeah, it was on the side. I took a picture of it, but yeah, that thing was destroyed. I'm like, I'm not getting anything off.
Okay, well, that's a wrap.
We'll have to do an episode though of everyone meeting each other. Like what we remember from when we met each other.
Oh, like our first? Okay.
Our first encounter.
We got to do that thing at the wedding where it's like, hi, I'm the best man. This is my first drink of the night.
Oh, my God.
Hi, I'm the best man. This
we
is
can
my
post it,
last
we can post
drink.
On the, we have a TikTok. Yeah. We can post it on the TikTok.
Right. That's exactly.
True. Yeah. We'll
oh, God,
see.
We should.
All right.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned to our TikTok, apparently, after the wedding.
There's going to be a lot of TikToks.
Ben, you know you're the one in charge of all of this, right, Ben?
What?
Of all these videos and audio and stuff, you're in charge of all of that.
I got you.
All right.
Wait, we may not have a TikTok. The TikTok being banned.
Why?
It's actually getting banned?
It was passed through the first set of whoever it is.
Yeah, it got passed through the first set of votes.
To get banned or?
Yeah.
Yes. They are.
You didn't hear about that?
They are blanketing it over another bill.
It was like a month or two ago,
I mean, I heard that it was going to get banned.
But it just recently got passed. This one did.
For the second round?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait.
Oh, no, this is the first round, I think.
No, the first round already got passed like a month or two ago.
Yeah, like 2 months ago.
Well, I think another one just got passed recently.
Oh.
They're using another bill to blanket the TikTok ban.
Huh.
Why can't you just let... I learned so much on TikTok.
Either way...
Well, hopefully. We'll post it on something.
Check out our social medias. You better start following them now because when the wedding happens, stuff will be posted.
Yes.
What the fuck was that? Are you a female? You just brushed your hair that's not even that long out of your face.
No, I didn't.
You guys caught that, right? He went...
No, I didn't. When I did this?
Yeah, you went... You brushed your hair out of your face.
I did not do that.
I swear to God, that's not what I did.
Because I looked over at my computer because it made a sound.
You were like...
No, I was... Okay, you know what? I'm not... I did not brush my hair. I have no hair to brush here.
That's why I'm confused.
I didn't brush my hair. Anyways, check out our social media. Start following them now so that way when the wedding comes up, you are caught up on our shenanigans of the night.
This episode was also the first one since the bachelor party.
It was.
Yeah.
That's
a different
time.
That's a different talk.
Hey, I got an idea, guys. For the podcast after the wedding,
Caleb,
when we do the
a recap,
when we do the wedding recap, we should have Carla on.
Oh,
so the maid of honor and the best man.
Of honor, yeah,
yeah.
Totally doable.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, check out our social medias. Start following them. You were gonna say something?
No, nothing. I'll wait till
after.
Are
we dropping them here?
Okay. Oh yeah, we're gonna drop them. We always do Facebook.
Kindling Conversations.
Instagram.
Kindling Conversations.
TikTok.
Kindling.conversations.
And then our X, because, you know, Twitter can't just keep the name, is kindling.convos. Website is kindlingconversations.com. Our Discord is kindlingconversations.com/Discord. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Toodles.
Deuces.
Aloha.
Adios. That's hello.
No, it's not.
Yeah, aloha is hello in Hawaiian.
I just looked it up. It's goodbye. Yeah.